Today I landed in Vancouver, Canada. I took a taxi, what it's called as cab here for no good reason, from the airport to the place that where I was gonna stay for the next 1 month. And I was watching all these other cars on the road, and I saw those cute stickers that were stuck on rear windshields or the side windows. And those stickers were, mostly, a father and a mother and two little kids and a dog on a leash. And I was like, oh, that's so cute. How cute that they want to post about their stupid family with two-legged demons and a four-legged angel. I've seen all kinds of crazy stickers. But recently I was waiting in this red light. And I saw the car in front of me that had this sticker. I think it was a tag that said baby on board. And I'm like, what do you mean? Okay, there's a baby on board. Fine, I understand. Why do you want to tell others about your passengers? And that too, I have 1 foot thing that can fit in a basket. But then like, okay, they're warning us. Okay. So what do you mean to say? Do you mean that if you don't have the tag, I'm gonna come and hit you for fun? Oh, I'm not able to control my brake. Oh, I'm gonna hit them. Oh, that's a baby on board. Oh, God's sake, stop my car. Ding, ding, ding. My car stopped magically because there's a baby on board tag in that car. How stupid is that? I'm not gonna hit you. And if there is a baby on board tag, even if I don't want to hit you, but my car wants to, my car went out of control, it is gonna hit you, man. Or do you think the amateur drivers or student drivers would magically acquire some race car driver level skills and narrowly miss your car? That's ridiculous. Maybe, as I said, it is to boast to the world that you're settling down in your life and becoming a family person. Okay, how many of you have kids? No. The only reason you are all here listening to me ranting about this is that you want an alone time for yourself away from your kids. So you ditch them and you're walking down the road listening to me and my jokes. I work in the technology sector. I'm a software engineer. And I've always thought about anything that could be digitized. You use your camera phone, the cameras digitize what you see with your eyes, and the mics digitize your sound. What you speak goes in digital format, so you can listen to that later. You can see what your eyes saw before. Everything is digitized around you, man. Everything. But there's one thing that hasn't been digitized yet. You know what that is? Smell. I was imagining a world where we can also digitize smell. Imagine a phone where instead of video calling, you do smell calling, where your dogs at home can immediately recognize you and feel safe. Crimes can be solved sooner with smells transported from crime scene to where culprit is, and the police dogs can follow up quickly. Well, I can only think of dogs, Sounds cool, eh? Nope, you are wrong. This is a gold mine for hackers. For example, if I hate somebody, I would send them a smell text sitting in my toilet. Now take that. Worse, I will hire a hacker and hack their device to constantly emanate smells from my wife's cooking. Just kidding. I want to live a long life. My wife cooks really good. Moving is one thing that an immigrant cannot escape from. I've moved 10 times in the last 6 years. In the last 6 months, I've moved twice. Take that. Well, moving actually makes you humble. It's very humbling. You realize what you actually have. I recently moved from Vancouver Island to the Lower Mainland. That's when I realized how poor I am. Now, I started optimistically by estimating that I would need one of those long, big-ass trucks to load our things. But I ended up using the smallest U-Haul, which is a 10-foot, 10-feet truck. Even after loading all my possessions of my lifetime, we still had space to dump my wife's shoe collections comfortably, which I was meticulously planning for weeks to get rid of. I just don't understand what her plans are with those shoes, man. They're really good shoes, and they looked amazing on her when she tried them on in the shop when she bought those. Sadly, that's the last time I saw her wearing those. Shoes. Teaching driving to kids these days, man, that's a humongous task. I was teaching a neighbor's teenage son recently how to drive, and besides all the yelling, this is when you get to know what Gen Z thinks of millennials. He called me by names that I didn't know were recently invented by high schoolers. His eyes would roll 360 degrees every time I told him to stop, that he should come to a complete halt on a stop sign. It's like to him it never existed. And don't even ask me about the turn on red. I like how adventurous teenagers are these days, but they're also pretty dangerous. Stay away from them. All right, see you all in the next episode. Stay tuned. I'm gonna come up with some of my culture shocks, especially things that will get smelly. Stay tuned. Have a good day.